Chloe comes face to face with Tristan after the cheating scandal, and Kim makes it to that high school reunion after all. Stay tuned, we're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here for Kardashians Weekly recapping. Keeping up with Kardashians. We have a full panel. We are all here today.
Right? We missed y'all last week. No. We didn't have a show last week because the People's Choice.
Yeah.
So
we're
back. We're bringing it.
Exciting.
Yes. But just to let you guys know, of course, this week is going to be Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving.
So we're not going to be here for this next Sunday, but we'll be back the following Sunday to give you all of that tea. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tea built up. From
Definitely. I can't wait. Especially after the holidays. I feel like we might get, an awkward dinner. We might get a little, some stories. So the tea might be really heavy next week.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. But in the meantime, I was going to ask where everyone can find you on social media. But what is your name? Where are you
from?
Hey, y'all.
It's Rachel. It's good to be here. I'm happy that we're here.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard III. Happy to be here. Happy to be heard.
Okay. I like that. Hey, guys. What's up? I am Nakia Monet. And happy that we're all back together.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. My name is Dakota T. Jones, and let's dive right on in. This episode was called True Story. It was about, obviously, True's birth.
She's here!
Yeah, she's here. Not under the most, I guess, normal circumstances, but it started off with Savas?
Yeah, the friend.
He brings humor to the stressful situation. He's the one that picks Chloe up, takes her to the hospital, and at that moment, Chloe has no family, no friends surrounding her except for one of Tristan's friends.
Right.
That was awkward.
Yeah. That's definitely awkward. Especially in this situation, because as a guy friend, it's like, what do I do? Yeah. What do I say? Mm. I have her back, but this is my guy. Mm. Do I bring it up? Don't we bring it up? Her water just broke. And then you don't want to stress out a new mother, her hormones. Childbirth is very scary. A lot of women die from it. So it's like one of those things you have to take into all her feelings into consideration. So I think he did a really good job being that guy, but I wish someone will ask him so how was that for you?
Yeah.
Tristan's not there, so you're Tristan right now.
That's
so weird. Was that the first time that she saw Tristan since?
I think so. Yeah.
So it's a lot of emotions in that delivery room. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, Chloe did a great job. And what she said, don't make don't make permanent decisions off temporary emotions.
Right.
I was like, wow, yeah.
Deep.
So deep. I think she did such a great job
compartmentalizing
her emotions. We're just focusing on baby True right now, this moment, everything that has happened. I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone else to talk about it. Let's give birth and let's do this. I want him here.
Yeah.
And so, do you think it was a good idea that he was there? All of that, what was happening, do you think she made the right decision to have him in the delivery room?
I agree. I mean, yes, it's a lot going on, but you don't want to miss your daughter's, birth. It's not True's fault about what happened and what's going on behind the scenes. So I was like, okay, Chloe, I can agree with you on that one. Have him there, have him watch the birth, cut the cord, and that's pretty much about it. And as we all saw, he was gone, the next day, so it was okay, come in here, be with your family, then deuce out till I'm ready with you.
I think she did the right thing because, mm-hmm. This is the birth of their daughter, this is his second child, and, mm-hmm. The baby, she didn't ask to be born into this world, and I think being a father or a mother is totally different from how you are in your relationships, and I don't think you should be punished for that, but it's so unfortunate because he did such a horrible thing. So it's one of those things where it's do I kill him now?
Right.
Do
later.
I throw something at his head after I give birth to this baby? Mm-hmm. So it's awkward. Then you have your family there. So it's just, it's I get where she's coming from, but then I get where her family's coming from, where it's girl, you're just going to brush it under the rug. But I get it because, Chloe comes from a divorced family. Right. She's seen firsthand, and they talked about it with her dad and her mom leaving. So I guess maybe she just wanted the best environment for her baby, and I think she did a good job.
Yeah.
So too. No, not all that drama. She's about to ready to get birth. She's pushing. She's probably listen, y'all, just sit here. Just relax. Do your fake smiles until I have the baby.
Yeah.
Babies can feel everything.
Kim was struggling to hold back her feelings with her little...
I am Kim.
Yeah.
I am her in those moments.
That awkward hug between her and Tristan, and Tristan's trying to act all innocent like he's just the best dad in the world, and that whole thing was so cringeworthy.
Yeah.
But
Chloe was are y'all going to say hi or no?
He's like, I cheer behind me.
Hi.
I don't know. But True was born at 4 p.m. and
it was a.m.
A.m.?
Oh, wow. She is me in coming into the world at 4 a.m., living up, yeah. turning up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Coming home at 4, baby.
Yes. 6 pounds, 13 ounces.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, yeah, baby. I thought the whole birth, that whole thing was beautiful. It was awkward seeing Tristan there and you know, I wish he wouldn't have been there, but at the same time, I get where Chloe's coming from, and I think she has every right, obviously, to make sure that her daughter is going to have those memories. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not going to have memories, but, like, the photos were taken, like, videos.
Exactly.
But Tristan wants to talk with Chris and the sisters, which ends up happening, which I was so sad it wasn't on camera.
I know.
I feel like I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, if you're going to be stupid enough to cheat with multiple women, you should be on camera if that's what's going to happen.
I agree. Like, I get where she was coming from, because she's like, you know, this isn't his career, but you're dating a woman who is on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And you chose, one, to disrespectfully be out in public in New York City and all these different states and kind of not care. So it's one of those things where it's like, you weren't private about it, and I feel like you should fess up and own up to it. And we should, yes, I don't think the whole conversation should have been on camera. And I get, you know, being on TV all the time, you kind of want some of those personal moments to yourselves. But I feel like he should have sat in a confessional and should have been like, you know what, I'm owning up to everything. And we don't need an explanation, but I just feel like he should take accountability and responsibility. And maybe he did with them, but I guess the audience were like, we just want to see it.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like, at least give us a confessional. Like, you should at least give us something. Or I would have been mad at the, if you guys just gave us a little bit, like, into the whole sit down. Like, okay, we're getting ready to sit down with Tristan. It's going to be a private moment. Just show me, you know, you guys walking into the room together.
Yeah.
So I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited for next week, though, because it shows that they're walking in, and Kim's like, oh, hi,
yeah,
how's
Kim
it going?
Kim followed him from Instagram. And
he blocked her.
Like, messy.
But I am Kim in all these situations. Because the thing, it's like, you're the sister, and this is my little sister, and we're protective. And I love that Kim's just like, and she can't hide her emotions. She's like, no. And I love what she said. She's like, I don't even think he's really remorseful. I think he's just saying it because he got caught.
And I definitely
Because
that.
Remember when we first heard he got caught, they started hearing more stories. And I think there's so much that they know that we don't know. Because I even remember hearing about other stories about Tristan and other females. So I think at this point, Kim's like, I'm good.
Yeah. She's like, I'm
love
done.
You, respect you, Chloe, but
she said, I'm done. And even Penelope was like, done.
We're all done here.
Yeah.
We're done.
Everyone, even the children. Yeah. I thought it was really kind of funny how Chris in the conversation apparently called him out and was like, we will rise above this. If you want to mess around with your little go for it.
Mama,
that's
Chris,
very true.
Listen, Chris is not messing up her brand, her kids. You will never affect anything. And she's a mom first.
Right. Yeah.
And she loves Chloe. And I think for her daughter to be in that situation, like, right before her birth and to be embarrassed, that's embarrassing. Like, cheating is horrible, but you weren't even respectful enough to, and not to say that cheating is respectful, but bro, like, you're in public. Exactly. That is so disrespectful to me. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then for the reports to come out to say he really didn't care that he was in public doing all of this, it's just another, like, strike to the heart. You know what I mean? Like,
Tristan.
Have some remorse.
Yeah, then it's like, what does he do behind closed doors in that situation?
I think we know.
Yeah.
Basketball players, man.
Stay away!
Get an accountant like MJ said.
Stay away.
Oh, yeah, get an accountant. Have better luck with them. And they could keep track of the money.
Okay.
And, like, help, you know.
That's true.
I thought it was kind of interesting that Kim stood up for Chloe on Ellen, and then Chloe kind of was just really kind of hateful towards Kim. I was like, there is no, like, there's no denying that this is messed up.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, Kim had to go on there and say what she had to say, and I feel like she did a great job of it.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I understand Chloe's going through a lot, but I thought it was just kind of rude the way that she responded to Kim when Kim was like, I wanted to call you and make sure you knew that I didn't say it was okay. I said it was messed up and that, like, we're working through this and I didn't say anything crazy. And I think that that was very admirable of Kim, because Kim can sometimes be messy and do things without people's,
she's the queen
of
petty.
Right. So I thought that it was like a big grown-up moment of Kim, and I think Chloe just kind of dismissed that, which I thought was disappointing, but I get it that Chloe's not thinking clearly. She's having a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and she tweeted that, and I will say, like, this is the most that she's been really on it, because these episodes, these three episodes are all about her.
Right.
So she's been tweeting like crazy, and she tweeted today, like, you know, I'm looking back on these episodes and looking at how much I was in shock Like, she's like, I can't believe it. And, you know, a lot of people were questioning her. And she's like, you know, he was very public about what he did. And my family has every right to feel how they feel and say what they said. But I was a little disappointed. And I understand that she's going through a lot. But I don't want her to kind of make it seem like, why are you guys picking on him? Because Chloe's such a sweet person and she has a good heart. Mm-hmm. And I think she means well, but it kind of comes off and I'm like, guys, leave him alone. He's going through a lot. And it's like, well, no, he's not. So, but I can't speak for her. And I know that's a tough situation to be a new mom and trying to deal with the guy that is your daughter's father.
He's not going through a lot. He's been in a lot.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's been in a lot.
Like, he was in the playoffs. They're fine.
Yeah.
Tristan will be okay. So I kind of felt bad for
that. I just remember when that episode aired, when Kim was on Ellen, and it was so fresh. Like, exactly. Chloe had just given, you know, the cheating scandal had just happened and then just given birth. And it was like within the same week, it was all so fast. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people, including myself, tuning in Ellen to be like, all right, what is Kim going to say?
Yeah.
We all know she's going to bring it up. And what she said was what everyone else is thinking.
Right.
So I feel like she said the right thing. It's just, it's effed up.
And it wasn't like, mean. It was, and if he's an adult about it,
the obvious.
He should be like, you know what? It was effed up what I did. Like, that's when you take responsibility and accountability.
I think that's what I was hoping to hear from him.
Yeah.
Like, either like a little confessional or just like, just stating.
Like, what I did was wrong, but here's what I'm doing to fix it.
Because they had their talk and it's just like, well, talk to us too. Like, are you sorry? Because
you're not the victim. And I hate that it's kind of making it seem like he is.
He's going through a lot.
But you're not.
Sick.
And that's what's making me upset. And it's like, I would rather you say, you know what? Kim's right. I messed up. What I did was absolutely disgusting. But here's what I'm doing. We're working things out.
That's what I'm
doing. And I'm figuring it out. But for you to just be like, oh, I'm going to unfold. No, bro, you're not the victim.
No. And he's like, you know, Kim's trying to start stuff. It's like, no, you started stuff by everything you did. Like, I just don't like how he's playing the victim because he is not the victim.
Definitely
he
not.
He is the aggressor.
Instigator.
Yeah.
The instigator. The idiot.
The nerve of him to say she's trying to start stuff. No, I'm holding my sister down. And I actually was pretty nice. I could have said worse.
Right.
But the respect for my sister, my new niece, I'm just like, you know what?
Right.
She's dealing with a lot.
The fun part of the episode was when Kim made her high school reunion, which I thought was really funny.
Awesome.
We got to relive some of those Instagram stories and Snapchats that we saw so long ago. And I thought it was nice that after everything that happened, Kim was able to do that because that meant a lot to her. She really wanted to go. And I loved seeing her with her yearbooks and seeing her friends that she hadn't seen in a long time. And I thought it was a good escape for her.
Right.
And I liked that part of the episode.
I agree. But I thought it was really funny because remember, like, last couple episodes, she's like, oh, should I go to the birth of Chloe's baby or the high school reunion? It's on the same day. What should I do?
Yeah.
And so since Chloe went in earlier, she was able to do both. But it's funny. She's like, I can't, they almost missed the birth. I'm like, I wouldn't miss this for anything. Like, we need to hurry. And I'm just like, girl, you're just contemplating whether or not to go to your reunion over there.
You almost missed the birth.
Yes. Like, it's interesting.
At least she got to make both.
Yeah. I love seeing that because it's kind of like, you forget that these people are normal and they're just regular human beings.
Right.
So I love seeing her able to go to like to her 20th anniversary and hang out with kids that people she hung out with in high school and they were able to have a kiki, have a drink, and they rented like a bus. And
so cute.
She had such a good time walking through her high school she was able to share that with North. So I loved seeing that. And I'm happy that she was able to make it to her reunion because I know she was worried.
Yeah. I was worried you were about to spill that drink.
I think I caught it though.
I was like, oh, shoot, it's about to go down.
Well, one thing we're not worried about over here is our fans and the love that we have for you guys, you AfterBuzzers. So, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and your help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And don't you want to do that? Because I know I want to.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Yes, so hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out some of our other AfterBuzz TV channels like Jersey Shore, Teen Mom. I mean, the list goes on. Check them out. Let us know you did in the comments below and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Love the fans.
Plug,
love the
plug, fans. Plug, 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 plug. plug. All right, you guys. I think you know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's tea time.
Tea spilled mine.
I don't even have any tea. I had tea earlier.
I can't believe you.
That counts.
That counts. That counts. Okay. I just wanted to drink my tea up because I knew I was going to have to
regurgitate. Right now.
So much tea.
So, this one's a little messy.
I love a mess.
There was some rumors going around that Ray J said that Kim had a Louis Vuitton trunk of sex toys, would stop during sex to do her makeup, and also spend $100,000 on thongs.
Goals. Yeah. I don't see the problem here.
No. I really, honestly, so I did really believe this story, because I was like, I can low-key see Kim, you know, with a trunk full of thongs, back in the day when she was rolling with Paris, talking about, let's go get some, boo. You know, I could just really see that from her. And then stopping to do your makeup doing sex, I mean, your face always has to be beat. No matter the situation.
You never know if there's a camera around.
You never know. And clearly,
there was a camera.
Okay.
But apparently Ray J denies the story.
He denies it.
It's really interesting. How did this story come up in the first place?
Exactly. I feel like it was one of those things where, I feel like this is true, but I feel like this was a moment a long time ago. He probably told this story.
Right.
And he didn't remember. And Ray J's on this, like, path of, like, oh, I have a daughter now.
Yeah.
I love women and respect them now. Yeah. Like, okay. And I think he's like, I don't remember that story, but I feel like he probably told that story to people. And he probably was like, oops, my bad.
Yeah.
It slipped.
Ah, yeah. Trash.
Oh, exes. Well, speaking of exes, so Scott and Courtney, their exes, but they were seen with Sophia. They were out. It was Courtney Scott and Sophia were spotted together for the first time for an alleged tense dinner. So
I would have loved to have been there.
I would have. First of all, it's creepy that they kind of look alike. That's one. Two.
Who's a look-alike?
A little bit.
You think they look... Oh, right, well, there they do.
They're
right
there.
Picture.
Like,
yes.
I feel like since he's been dating her, she's been kind of... Sophia looks nothing like Courtney, but I feel like lately she's been kind of Courtney vibe, Courtney energy. And I don't know if that's Scott saying, like, you should do your hair this way, or...
That's so weird.
But I would have loved to have been in that restaurant.
Yeah, be a fly on the wall in that. I wonder if it was recorded. Like, would we see it? Because I thought we were going to see her this season. Wasn't it kind of inferred, like, okay, like, she's going to be in some of the episodes, but we haven't seen her yet.
I mean, I doubt it, but it would be nice if it were filmed, because that would be so great. I would love that.
Right. They don't even say her name on the show.
No. Yeah, no, they don't.
Just that girl.
Just that girl.
But we all know.
We know, girl. So speaking of Courtney, she has been taking care of her best friend, Larsa Pippen, doing Larsa's divorce. Allegedly, Scotty is being really cheap and not wanting to give her much money. And if you guys don't know, Larsa and Scotty have been married since 1997, so a long time. They had some rough patches, but got back together, then, you know, left, and then now it's officially done. So here comes Courtney. I'm helping you, helping your babies until this whole thing gets settled, which is a good thing. I mean, bestie goals, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. But every time we watch the show, I'm like, why is Larsa not in Florida with her husband and children? And it was alleged that Larsa cheated on Scotty with Future, the rapper.
Right.
And I think Scotty, he's probably looking at that like, no, you will not. Until we go to court, like, I'll do what I have to do for my kids, but I'm not going to take care of you.
I know, but I just feel like Larsa has probably stayed around. Like, Scotty is probably not clean, you know what I mean?
I'm sure he's not.
Back in the 90s, I bet you we didn't have social media like that.
Right?
You know what I mean? Back in his time, it was probably easier.
Howard, he is probably a stay-at-home dad, probably a really sweet guy. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You know, he hotel to hotel. The groupies were probably a lot more powerful back in the 80s, so who knows?
Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. Last week was the Victoria's Secret fashion show, which was pretty exciting, and we kind of got a preview for Halloween because the girls got to live out their dream and have the wings. But the official fashion show, our girl Kendall Jenner was looking smoking hot.
Yeah.
Wearing lingerie. Like, she looked so beautiful as always. She looked really good, and she walked the runway wearing like some sexy lingerie, and there was even some new models on the runway, and Kendall did the damn thing.
Yes. I cannot wait for this to come out.
I'm excited. She looked so good. Like, Kendall, great. How old is Kendall now?
I think she just turned 23.
23. There's something like more maturing about her. I don't know. She just looks really beautiful, and I don't know. She's getting a little thick. I was like, Kendall's eating good, but in a good way. Like, she looked really good on the runway from the pictures that I saw, and she looked super beautiful. But when is she never beautiful?
We love Kendall.
I know she looks good.
We love Kendall.
I didn't think she was going to do it this year because I remember last year, I think, she was in that contract with... She signed some... multi-million-dollar contract where she couldn't wear Victoria's Secret. So I don't know if that was just a year thing or if that contract is expired.
I remember that.
But so I was like, wow, okay, so she's back. So she must got her money and did her thing.
Well, I'm curious if there was any controversy. Remember in the years past when she walked and she didn't want Caitlyn Jenner there? Because like Caitlyn had just come out about her sexuality. I believe that was the conflict. And so... huge. She's like, I just don't want anyone there. This is my night. It was the first time she's ever walking Victoria fashion show. And she's like, I don't want any of my family there. It's like, it's supposed to be my night. Y'all can come to the after party.
I feel her.
That was crazy.
And then also remember, she was in that controversy with saying what she said about the models. So I wonder like what the behind the scenes was like for this. Because it's like all the supermodels are back together. So I wonder, were they like giving her the side eye?
Exactly.
Or is everyone over it and, you know, they're all living happily ever after down the runway?
Who knows? I feel like even if they were upset to her face, they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, it's Kendall Jenner.
Right.
Do you think maybe we could get a photo to promote this fashion show? Okay. But on another note, Travis Scott surprises Kylie and floods her home with roses. Yes. But everyone's wondering what the occasion was. Was it just a random, like, I love you, thanks for being there for me? You know,
so sweet.
Happy anniversary. Like, what's...
Let's get started on baby number two.
Oh my goodness.
She did say that.
She's
ready for another baby, so...
That's crazy.
That can be, let's get it going. And Travis, you know what I'm saying? Travis just started tour, which her and the baby are with him, so maybe this could be like a let's get it in before tour.
Yeah.
I love you.
He was in Houston yesterday for Astroworld, like his festival concert.
Is it always going to be a festival?
It's not, I don't think.
I think some, like, just a regular tour.
Yeah.
But that one might have just been.
Because he's from Houston, and the original Astroworld is from Houston.
Okay.
So I think it's probably why he started at home, and so he'll probably take it with him, like, everywhere.
Okay.
It looks pretty dope.
Yeah, and apparently Kylie was there.
Yeah.
So
they're cute.
I think she's going to stay all, like, throughout the whole tour.
She's smart. She's like, I'm not leaving.
Exactly.
You will not cheat.
The whole family situation.
Keeping my man close.
Yeah. Right? That's crazy.
I love that. Okay, well, speaking of, you know, boyfriends and all that good stuff, Kourtney and Kris Jenner are going strong, and she actually recently posted an Instagram showing her love towards him. And I feel like we don't see him on Chris's social media at all. We see him on camera with the show here and there, but she doesn't vocalize her love. And so she posted a picture with the caption, "You are amazing, babe. I love you. Thank you for everything you do for all of us. You are always holding it down." It's like, wow, that was nice.
Kourtney, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's like Kourtney Gamble,
I forget that they actually are together because she never really posts anything like that. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, oh, well, you know, Kris is older, so she probably doesn't feel like she has to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when I seen this, I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
And Kourtney's really nice.
I feel like he does a really good job. He's quiet, humble about everything. He doesn't... I feel like him, they just really work together.
Yeah.
I know there's like... And they're just at that age that it's like marriage isn't very important to them. It's just like they're just going through.
Kris is like,
I'm not
doing this again.
Exactly. She said she's done.
She's like, I'm not doing it again.
Amongst all the girls, I feel like they have the steady relationship with not many, you know, crazy roller coaster rides.
Yeah.
A lot of the other girls.
Cute couple.
Well, speaking of roller coaster, Kanye. So he cannot decide on whether or not he wants his hair black, blue, blonde. But now he's changed it. So he's like a sherbet color type of hairstyle. He is really just going through it. Hey. I don't know if this is for a video shoot or if he was just bored one day. But now he's doing this whole crazy color and acting crazy. I mean, he's also dancing on stage with Kid Cudi in this whole concert. And he looked like he was having a seizure, really, to me. But apparently he was feeling the music. So he's going through it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Kanye.
It said that he was getting beat up by his past ancestors.
That's my favorite meme. It says the ancestors, the slaves, were beating him for everything he's ever said. Because it looks like he was running
away. All over the place.
Yes. he should. Yes. Last week, E! News had their very own People's Choice Awards. Mm-hmm. And our very own Khloe Kardashian won the Reality TV Star of 2018.
She deserves it.
I was going to say, I feel like she deserved it because she had a rough 2018. Because though we're watching this, if you think about it, the baby was just born a few months ago. Right. All this blew up a few months ago. So I feel like her 2018 has been, besides the birth of her daughter, which she absolutely loves, I feel like it's been a rough year for her. And she's still, you know, dealing with Tristan and doing that. So I feel like she deserved this. So congratulations to Khloe. And her family went to the awards and they looked amazing.
Right.
The whole fam looked dope. So.
And Nicki Minaj shouted out Kim. She was like, shout out to Kim and her ass in that dress. So it was the Kim whole thing. Amazing. She did look good.
Aww. Shout out to you.
So maybe Nicki and the Kardashians like buried the hatchet because I know there was some weird stuff.
Yeah.
She talked about Kylie and Stormy and like Travis.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I don't know.
I feel like they have more of a closer bond with Cardi, too. You know,
Cardi and Chris
really like each other.
Yeah.
And
so Nicki's probably like, I need to get back in with the family.
Yeah, let me get back in that circle.
That's so true. Right? I wonder how she
yeah, because isn't Chris managing Cardi B?
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. I remember seeing a picture of them.
But they're really close now. Like, she's been hanging out with them, and they've been going places and stuff. She doesn't manage them, but they love each other.
Okay.
So I like that relationship. So I think Nicki's probably like, oh no.
I better get in.
Let me call Kylie. Let me apologize to Stormy.
Yeah, exactly.
Stormy on the phone.
Kimye, obviously there was a lot of stuff going on in California recently with all the fires that were going on. Mm-hmm. But apparently Kimye hired a private team of firefighters to fight off the flames on their property, saving their and other neighbors' homes. Mm. We saw a photo where the fire was getting really close to their street, and apparently they hired some backup and saved their $60 million home and helped some of the neighbors as well. So I thought that was nice.
Yeah,
that was nice. I've heard other reports, but that was nice. It was just their home that they hired the firefighters for, but
so nice having a lot of money where you can.
I'm sure it resulted in them.
Exactly. You know, I hope it was for the community because I think like Miley Cyrus did the same thing and they raised money for the neighbors and everyone.
Miley's
so
home is like,
it's gone. But it was dope what she did. Yeah. But I heard the reports that it was just Kim and Kanye's home. But I'm hoping that it was everyone around them and they were, because it was horrible fire.
I mean, if it was just their home, like, if you had the money, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, if you can, try to save other people's homes. Right. But if I'm paying you, please help get my home. Like, I'm not mad about that. Like, if it helped other people as well, great. But if you're hiring someone and you want to make sure your home is safe, do it.
Yeah. Get that money.
I don't think it's shady. It's like, it's your home. Like, oh, you know what? People are going to think this is rude of me if I'm trying to just save my home and not other people, so I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let my home burn down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some people felt away.
People are always feeling ways.
That
boom,
is
boom.
True.
People are always feeling
some type of way.
Rob feels some type of way.
Yep. Rob makes me feel some type of way. So we got to get talking about Rob.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Rob. So Rob is selling half of his sock collection and to his mom, and he's actually moving back in with Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And at China, there's sources that say China has drained his account and put him in a hard spot. I don't know if it's all China.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean sorry, but that sock the Arthur George, is that
yeah.
that's
right.
the
yeah.
mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, we know he has a sock collection, but does, like, everybody know?
There's really no promotion. There's no social media.
Yeah.
There's no commercial. Like, there's nothing behind it. Like,
and Rob isn't as business savvy as his sisters, where we know about all their businesses.
Right.
And I think Arthur George was kind of the help of his mom to kind of
like,
motivate her son.
You
and
need
now
a business.
A
you
father.
Need to do something.
Now mommy's taking him back.
Yeah. And China even said that she never even had him or Tiger on child support. So it's very interesting. Yes.
I don't know. You really think that?
No, this is what I think. I think legally, like the courts involved, he was never on child support. I think it was one of those things as a couple, you talked about, I'm going to give you 20 G's a month. And I think he just didn't do the right thing. And I think it's his business. And I think his mom is just like, you know what? Come stay with mama. I'll help you with baby dream when she's dropped off. Let's figure this out.
Because
he's not as business savvy as the girls.
I know, right. Rob. But I'm like, you should really, like, work on this, Rob. Like, or what's your backup plan? You got to provide for a child now. You have child support. You have cars. So like, what's the backup
wrap
plan?
It up and stop having unprotected sex and making these babies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, back to Kylie. So Kylie is launching her Kylie Cosmetics.
Speaking about a business.
There we go.
In all Ulta Beauty stores across the country. She's getting her coins anywhere she can. She said, I'm done with the, well, not really done, but I'm taking off a line. You can buy it online, but also I want you to go in stores and test it out.
It's dope.
I love it.
So makes
it's
sense.
Smart. It's cool. So smart.
The same
I think
way she did with her product.
Sales are going to really skyrocket and perfect timing, Kylie, right before the holidays.
And her
so
holiday
smart.
Collection.
Perfect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So smart. And I think it's really dope because there's so many people who didn't have access and couldn't order things online.
Right.
Yes.
And I think it gives
or get
them.
Sold out so fast. Yeah. And this is like right. You can... You can, if you don't like it, you can return it easily. Okay. Or, you know, easily.
Ooh, I wonder if you can return it.
Oh, yeah, if it's at Ulta, yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you can return it if you don't like it and all. But speaking of Kylie Cosmetics, on Kylie's Instagram story, or I think she actually posted on her actual timeline, she was filming Stormy and was trying to, like, have her say more words, like, Kylie Cosmetics. She was trying to, like, say, like, blah, blah, blah.
So cute. Which is crazy because I feel like Stormy was just born.
Yes,
so
right?
To see her talking, I'm like, didn't you just give birth?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I know she's getting ready for her birthday, so which is crazy.
Stormy said Dada instead of Kylie Cosmetics. It was really cute. She goes, did you say Dada? It was so cute.
That's so cute.
They grow so fast.
Adorable.
Singing about growing so fast, Kanye West. No. Actually, Kanye West does a lot of crazy things, but this story I actually really liked. So there was a story in the news that there was a young man named Jamel Robertson, and he was killed in Chicago. He was a security guard where there was a fight, and he was breaking up the fight, and when the police arrived, they shot and killed him, and he was the one that was actually breaking the fight up. So a lot of people have been up in arms, and a lot of people are really upset, as they should be. But Kanye West is actually, he donated $150,000 to the family of Jamel Roberts after the killing of him. So I thought all the crazy things that this guy does, and I know a lot of people don't really like Kanye, that was really, really honorable and to help the family pay for funeral expenses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's very nice.
Yeah, it's a really, really tragic story.
Because Chicago's home to him, so like he's...
Yeah,
and this help is Chicago people.
The story hit the news, and everyone was just, I think, shocked because he was the guard who was trying to break it up.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, he ended up losing his life. So, shout out to you, Kanye.
Shout out to Kanye. Yeah.
You don't get many shout outs.
Right, that sounds
like,
wait. Yeah. And for, especially for me. So, shout out to you, Mr. Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, transitioning over from a serious topic to a more lighthearted one, we do have some Gram Glam for y'all.
Oh, my God.
So that's exciting. Let's talk about Kim. So Kim is in this crazy dress from the People's Choice Awards. This is the one that Nicki Minaj was talking about.
Yes.
Mama.
This is a very interesting dress. I'm not really sure what's going on, like, mid-hip. There's, like, a line there where, like, the dress lines don't really match up with the bottom half of the dress. Mm-hmm. That's a little different, but then, like, the belly button thing is an interesting choice, and it really complements her figure, and I thought it was a great choice. What about you guys?
I loved it. I think it was a Gaultier dress, a Paul Gaultier dress. She looked amazing. I love crazy, weird, different things, and I like things that stand out. I think she looked dope in that dress.
Yeah, she looks really cute.
I like the dress. I've seen her in better dresses.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not my favorite.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love how it fits her body gorgeously. It's like an hourglass shape.
Beautiful. And her glam is amazing. Her ponytail and makeup look amazing.
And people can say what they want about her, but she really does work out a lot.
Yeah.
You see her in the gym. She has that trainer. I think her name is Melanie, maybe. Melody, something like that.
Yeah. Melody's arms are killer.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see you, Kim. I see you.
Send us the doctors.
Courtney, this is like a flashback photo of her Victoria's Secret shoot.
Ooh.
I thought it was interesting because we hadn't really seen like an up-close shot of Courtney that was not in the dark much. So I thought it was nice to see the details of the outfit and everything. And I love her hair in this photo. I think her hair really stands out.
Mm-hmm. It's giving me like 70s like glam Playboy bunny. And I like the middle because it looks like a butterfly.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Yeah.
That's sexy.
That's cute. Yeah, she looks good.
Chloe's next, and Chloe and True are in these adorable hats.
I love True.
I want to know, like, where they were, what the context of this photo was.
That baby. I now understand what Chloe means with energy, and because her baby, when you do see her, is just always happy and smiling, and baby True is just so beautiful.
Right?
So cute.
It's
the most adorable picture. I love this photo.
That is so cute.
I'm happy that no matter what happened, at least she was able to finally have a baby. I know she's always wanted one. So the fact that she was able to get such a perfect, beautiful baby and bring it into this world after being told that she might not be able to ever have kids is a blessing. So I'm happy for her. The next we have is Kendall, who this is her red carpet look after being honored with the Icon of the Year award from Revolve.
Nice.
Wow.
Looking like an icon.
I love this dress.
Beautiful.
So much.
What's your favorite part about it?
I love the little feathers up top. Yeah. I think it's so cute. She looks so elegant.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like this dress over the one Kim was wearing at People's Choice.
She's gorgeous.
She looks great. So elegant, like Rachel was saying. And it's just like, you really slay. You know what I mean? Like, this is the look. Like, Kendall really looks like that girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Icon of the Year award.
That's dope.
Wow, they're all winning.
I was going to say Chloe got an award. She got an award.
Exactly. Everyone's winning. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And then the last photo is of Kylie promoting her third annual holiday collection coming out November 19th. What a look.
The ice queen.
Yeah, dang, girl. Third annual. Wow.
Wow.
It's already been 3 years.
3 years of Kylie Cosmetics.
We've been doing this for a while, too.
Yeah. I feel like we're just...
like, a while.
Yes, definitely.
That's
and
crazy.
Time for winter.
I know. She looks like her mom. Good. Yeah, she looks like Chris, but I wish she kind of gave me a smize a little bit. I need to see a little bit more life in the face, just for me.
Howard.
I need Tyra.
Smize. So yes, I need a little more smize, a little more like I'm here, not too much like okay, hurry up and take the picture. You know what I'm saying? And a little more life in the hands. Yeah. But other than that, she looks good.
Yeah, she's giving that attitude.
She sure is.
Just in time for winter,
right?
Not that we have one here, but it's in time for the holidays.
Yeah. definitely. But let's vote on who our favorite glam gram of the week is. I think this one's a very easy one for me. But drum roll, please.
Ready?
3, 2.
Oh!
Okay.
Two for Kendall.
Two for Kendall. One for Kylie.
One for Kim.
I thought Kylie really killed it this week. I thought just the entire thing, it just really showcased like what she was going for, and it was very artistic, and she looked great, and I thought that was my favorite.
Yes. Well, that's obviously not what Howard thinks.
You know what, Howard?
You're wrong, Dakota. It's
Tyra Nail. Kendall's dress, I thought, was just gorgeous, and she's just... I feel like that's actually one of my favorite outfits that she's been in.
Really?
I really love her in that.
Ditto. I mean, I feel the same way. She just looks like that girl, and she just looks like she's on a roll to being, you know, even a bigger supermodel. Like, a model who might be with the Heidi Klums. I mean, it's really early. It's early on in her career, but I see the future.
Yes. Claim it.
She is that it girl. Put but just, it into you know, the universe. Just be careful. You know, she's the only girl who doesn't have a baby yet. So let's try to keep it that way.
Let's keep that career on.
You're doing so good, Kendall.
I picked Kim because I thought that dress was just so fly. I remember seeing it and I was like, and I haven't got that reaction about Kim in a really long time for me personally.
Right.
So when I seen it, I was like, whoa, like the dress was beautiful. Her body looked amazing. Nicki Minaj gave her a shout out. Her hair, her makeup. I just thought she looked really sexy. And I want that dress. Goals.
Yes. And I love how the whole family was there for that award show.
Yeah. They all looked fly. It was really good.
Wait, Kylie wasn't there, though.
No.
Kylie's
she's never tour. There.
Kylie doesn't show
Kylie
up anymore.
Has her Kendall? Own family.
Was Kendall there?
Yeah.
Kendall was there.
Okay.
Yeah. Kylie's living her best life with her man and baby.
Okay.
Kylie is like, she's just like, if they want her for a confessional or to be anywhere, let's just have a quick FaceTime.
I know.
FaceTime me, guys. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. I know.
She's a mess. I actually was surprised Kylie wasn't there for the delivery of Baby True. Because, you know, Kylie and Chloe have such a special sister bond. Mm-hmm. So I was like...
I haven't heard much about the two of them recently.
They've been
hanging out, it looks like. Maybe they have been. I hope they have been, but we haven't seen it.
Maybe she didn't want to travel because I think she had just given birth to Stormy a few months before.
Oh, that's
so
true.
She didn't want to travel with her. But I was shocked at first. I was like...
We forget that this was 7 earlier.
Yeah.
And in Cleveland, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense.
It does.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for recapping with us. We love keeping up with you guys, and we hope you love keeping up with us as well. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at Rach_Robillard.
Yes, everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can find me on all social media platforms at Howard the Third. I also do a show on Sundays with my girl Kiki over here on our sister station, Black Hollywood Live. We do that Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, called Back to Reality. So check me out on that. And you can follow me on my my website, HowardTheThird.com.
Hey guys, I'm Nakia Monet. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Yes. Make sure you eat tons of food. Next Sunday is my birthday, so I'll be turning up.
Hey!
You can follow me on all social media at Kiki Gilman. Like Howard said, we do the Back to Reality show on BHL, Jersey Shore, Black Ink. I'm all in reality and here as well. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, amazing. Well, make sure to give Kiki Boom Boom some love for her birthday.
Yes, boo.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you guys again. We are going to be taking a break for the Thanksgiving holiday, but then we'll be back.
We'll be back
next week after that.
We're excited for Thanksgiving, obviously.
Yes. I mean, we're going to need a day or two to like recover from all the food.
Same.
But we love you guys. Thanks for joining us and have a great night.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.